The Mahasiddhasana Sutta is a sutta in which the Buddha is presented as describing a previous life of his, a previous life in which, before he became the Buddha, in which he was this great king, King Mahasiddhasana, who had a perfect city, a city that was a mythic city surrounded by seven concentric walls, within which was built a great palace. This sutta occurs in the context of the Buddha's announcement that he is about to die. His chief disciple, Ananda, says to the Buddha, well, why are you going to die in this village that you're in now? It's a very scruffy village with no important buildings. And that Ananda requests that the Buddha should die in an important town, a great city, of which there were many in ancient India at that time. And the Buddha replies to Ananda that he should not think in this way, and he should not regard this insignificant village as just some unimportant wattle and daub village. It was once the great capital city of the mythic king Mahasiddhasana. The Buddha then goes on to describe this city and the life of Mahasiddhasana in very colourful and vivid terms, and the sutta becomes a kind of meditation on impermanence. So the sutta describes this city, it builds up almost a visualization of the city, and then at the end of the sutta, the Buddha describes once more how this city was once there but now has disappeared, and there is only this insignificant village at this time. So it becomes the whole sutta becomes a kind of meditation on the Buddhist teaching of impermanence, that nothing lasts forever.